Lawmakers in the state assembly have passed a bill that could impact students attending Wisconsin colleges and universities. It's Wednesday, November 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, in an Oneida County town, leaders want to stop a tribal youth recovery center. Danielle Kading will have that story. And the Wisconsin State Senate has passed a series of bills related to the next presidential election and child tax credit expansion. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Assembly lawmakers voted yesterday for a bill that would end certain race-based programs at Wisconsin colleges and universities. Instead, those loans and grants would be aimed at financially disadvantaged students. Schools could not take into account other factors like race or sexual orientation. Nick Redinger, a Republican from Iguanago, co-authored the bill.
It ensures that every applicant is evaluated solely on their individual merits, which is what these decisions should be based on: academics, extracurriculars, true financial need.
Democrats argue that those programs are necessary to ensure diversity on campuses and in the workforce. The move comes amid a political battle over the existence of diversity, equity, and inclusion positions on UW campuses. Private donations to local clerks could be banned in Wisconsin's next presidential election under a measure that passed the state Senate yesterday. As Sean Johnson reports, the resolution would write the ban into the state's constitution.
Republican backers of the plan say it's aimed at preventing a repeat of the 2020 election, when a group funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donated millions to clerks in Wisconsin. The largest share of those donations went to the state's largest cities. Green Bay Republican Senator Eric Wimberger argued that let a private group decide where to focus public resources.
Donations to local governments put the levers of power directly in the hands of the highest bidder.
But Democrats argued the donations were a lifeline for clerks who were strapped for resources in the 2020 pandemic elections. An identical resolution passed the full legislature last session. It heads next to the assembly. If it passes there, voters would have the final say on the plan next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's Republican-controlled Senate also voted yesterday to greenlight a bill that would expand child tax credits to fetuses. The proposal would increase Wisconsin's income tax exemptions for dependents, and it would allow people to claim fetuses as dependents once a heartbeat is detected. During a public hearing this fall, Republican Representative Karen Hurd said the goal is supporting families.
Recognizing a child in the womb as a viable person demonstrates our support of all children, born and unborn.
Democrats accused Republicans of furthering an anti-choice agenda despite widespread support amongst Wisconsinites for abortion rights. The proposal now heads to the Republican-controlled State Assembly. A lawsuit over the legality of abortions in Wisconsin is still ongoing. Planned Parenthood has been offering elective abortions in the state since September, citing a recent court ruling. Leaders in a northern Wisconsin town want to halt a proposed $18 million tribal youth recovery center in Oneida County. Danielle Kading reports the Great Lakes Inner Tribal Council is proposing a 36-bed facility in the town of Cashin.
The Adolescent Recovery and Wellness Center would prioritize treating tribal youth for drug addiction. It would serve kids 13 to 17 years old from Wisconsin's 11 tribes. But the town board passed a resolution asking the council to stop the project. Brian Bainbridge with the Great Lakes Intertribal Council told WPR's Route 51 he believes opposition is about hate and racism. He says there's a need for youth treatment in the area.
If we could do that by providing a safe place for kids, essentially, through this youth facility, that's a start.
The town's chair says opposition has nothing to do with race. Local leaders say they're concerned the facility will have negative effects on infrastructure, public health, and safety. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin is home to four cave bat species, and they play a vital role in our ecosystem. Unfortunately, a deadly disease is afflicting the population. For today's Wisconsin Life, we'll travel to Crawford County to learn how scientists are figuring out treatments for the bats. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a tour of a special cave.
Bats are an important part of Wisconsin's wildlife, but over the last decade, a fungal disease called white nose syndrome has devastated bat populations in the state and across the country. In rural Crawford County, a cave that once was a tourist attraction is now protected by the Mississippi Valley Conservancy. It's a safe haven for the bats to hibernate and help scientists develop ways to stop the disease. Most of these bats have settled in for the winter, but before they returned, WPR's Hope Kerwin traveled underground to learn more about this unique cave.
So the entrance to the cave is inside this little building. Welcome to Kickapoo Caverns.
I'm Sarah Bratnober. I'm Communications Director at Mississippi Valley Conservancy.
This doorway is really the only way in for people, but if you look up there, you see a little slot along the edge of the ceiling there. That's where the bats come in. Some bats fly south in the winter to relax and be snowbirds, but there are four species of bat. They tend to hibernate here in the Northland, and so they look for places to hibernate where they're not going to freeze to death over the winter. There are a few low spots, so we're going to just take a little duck down here. We are in a completely different space now. We're underground. Oh, this must be 15 feet tall, the ceilings here. All around us, we're seeing kind of a flowing forms of limestone that are being dissolved. It's very damp in here because water is a part of what's going on that created this cave and continues to shape it. Do you see those cages under the stairway? We're making research accessible for the DNR and their partners to actually study possible solutions to the white nose syndrome. It's a fungus that's in this cave, and it makes their skin itch. It makes them wake up. And in the middle of winter, then they start flying around looking for something to eat, and they just don't have the calories stored for them to be able to fly around. There is nothing to eat down here in the winter, and most of them have starved as a result of being awoken. One of the things we do is just help people to be aware of bats and what bats need and why bats are good and what people can do for bats. But, you know, a lot remains to be seen about how the bats will do with this fungus in the environment. Will they develop a resistance to it? Is that why some of the bat populations in Wisconsin are coming back in the last year? We don't know yet. Okay, here we go. We're just about at the end of the cave now. And if we go down to the very end here and look over the edge, you will see that is a pool of water right there. A lot of people have never seen anything like this before. And kids who get the chance to come down here are really wowed by it. You know, what a great way to introduce them to some of these ideas about conservation.
WPR's Hope Kerwin took us on a tour of the Kickapoo Caverns.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Glad you could be here, and thanks for joining us for Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Mallory Chang and John Davis were our producers today. As always, we'll be right back here in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.